Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
It's time now for Words You'll Hear. That's where we try to understand some of the stories we'll be hearing more about in coming days by parsing some of the words associated with those stories. Except this week, we're not using words at all. It's smiley faces, sad faces, thumbs up. That's right, we're talking emojis, a series of characters and images used to express emotions in electronic communications. Last week, Facebook was just the latest tech company to revamp its emoji reaction buttons. Meanwhile, emojis are becoming more common and worldwide, and they're changing the way we communicate. To find out more, we're joined by sticky tongue out, frowny face, Tyler Schnablin. He joins us now from KALW in San Francisco. Tyler, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So Facebook and texting have been around for years. Why do you think there's been this explosion of emoticons and emojis now?
I think that it has to do with people getting access to more resources for expressing themselves. So the amount of text in the world has skyrocketed over the last few years. And one of the things that's true is that it's traditionally lacked an ability to really give a sense of personal style and emotion when you're really normally talking face-to-face or even as we're talking here over the radio. Our voice cues give us all sorts of information. Facial cues give us more information. We haven't had those in text, and so that's why emoticons and emoji have really taken off, I think.
I mean, there are things that only face-to-face human interaction can express, things emojis can express. Do you worry about that as someone who works with these all the time?
No, I don't really worry about emoji having deleterious effects on people or communication or cultures. I think that it's really just getting access to more of our expressive capabilities in a new format, and it's also still a small part of our lives.
Give us an example of when using emojis might be in bad taste.
Well, emojis carry with them a kind of playfulness, so they're really not appropriate. And people tend to not use them when they're really outraged or when they're really grief-stricken. So, for example, if you look at Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe, those hashtags on Twitter, people used very few emoji with those. The few that they did were basically the fists for solidarity and some hearts.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
It's time now for Words You'll Hear. That's where we try to understand some of the stories we'll be hearing more about in coming days by parsing some of the words associated with those stories. Except this week, we're not using words at all. It's smiley faces, sad faces, thumbs up. That's right, we're talking emojis, a series of characters and images used to express emotions in electronic communications. Last week, Facebook was just the latest tech company to revamp its emoji reaction buttons. Meanwhile, emojis are becoming more common and worldwide, and they're changing the way we communicate. To find out more, we're joined by sticky tongue out, frowny face, Tyler Schnablin. He joins us now from KALW in San Francisco. Tyler, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So Facebook and texting have been around for years. Why do you think there's been this explosion of emoticons and emojis now?
I think that it has to do with people getting access to more resources for expressing themselves. So the amount of text in the world has skyrocketed over the last few years. And one of the things that's true is that it's traditionally lacked an ability to really give a sense of personal style and emotion when you're really normally talking face-to-face or even as we're talking here over the radio. Our voice cues give us all sorts of information. Facial cues give us more information. We haven't had those in text, and so that's why emoticons and emoji have really taken off, I think.
I mean, there are things that only face-to-face human interaction can express, things emojis can express. Do you worry about that as someone who works with these all the time?
No, I don't really worry about emoji having deleterious effects on people or communication or cultures. I think that it's really just getting access to more of our expressive capabilities in a new format, and it's also still a small part of our lives.
Give us an example of when using emojis might be in bad taste.
Well, emojis carry with them a kind of playfulness, so they're really not appropriate. And people tend to not use them when they're really outraged or when they're really grief-stricken. So, for example, if you look at Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe, those hashtags on Twitter, people used very few emoji with those. The few that they did were basically the fists for solidarity and some hearts.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.